Lane Shaw. I come from Virginia. And I want to say that I really, truly did not believe I would ever do network marketing. I'm going to do this really quickly. I was an investment broker with Merrill Lynch and E.F. Hutton, got out in the crash of 87, headed up the corporate relations membership department of the National Association of Wholesale Distributors. I had had an accident and chipped a little piece of bone in my ankle. Ended up having 5 surgeries. They cut off 1/2 inch of bone, and I've got 2 3-inch pins to hold my foot to my leg. Tried a lot of different things. Lived on medication from 83 to 99. My girlfriend called me and said, Elaine, I've got something that's going to change your life. And she brought over these ridiculous insults. And I said, oh, Susie, please don't insult my intelligence. I put them in, and it worked. I have a husband who had surgery right after that, rotator cuff. We used the products on him, and he was told he'd never be able to get it, his arm up over his shoulder. Joe has complete flexibility. He's an artist that just does beautiful work on houses. I thought, okay, this stuff works. I tried it on my daughter. Now, my daughter has been has had issues since she was 3 years old. She has something that's been diagnosed as schizoaffective disorder. She hears voices. She feels stuff all over her. She's tried to commit suicide 3 times. She's lived in psychiatric wards from the time, well, when I say live, the longest she was ever out of a psychiatric ward was 3.5 months from the time she was 13 to 28. I put Andrea on the sleep system, the insoles, the chain, and in 3 days she said, Mom, I'm here. And I said, oh, God, where are we going? I said, what do you mean, honey? She said, Mom, the walls aren't moving. The floor's not moving. I'm right here. I'm just going to say to you guys, if you don't talk to your chicken list, if you don't talk to every single person that you know, basically, how dare you not? I truly know that my daughter would not be alive today if Susie hadn't had the courage to come and tell me something that I thought was absolutely the biggest bunch of baloney I'd ever heard. And she just said, nobody's ever been harmed of a magnet. What do you have to lose? So go out there, share this message. I implore you. Thank you.